And now, for our feature presentation. Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
The Destroyer.
Narrated by Ken Jackson. With performances by Christopher Graybill, Terence Aselford, Nanette Savard, Richard Rowan, Thomas Penny, Jeff Baker, David Coyne, Ken Jackson, Casey Jones, Sonny Lasky, James Konacek, James Lewis, Nathaniel Perry, Chris Rowan, and Mort Shelby. The Destroyer number 102, Unite and Conquer.
The Great Mexico City Earthquake was destined to be great because it shook more than Mexico City. When it started, it shook the earth, of course. The Valley of Mexico rattled like dice in a stone cup. The seismic vibrations reached out to the whole country. The ground quivered as far north as the Rio Grande. It touched the jungled Guatemalan frontier. The jungles of Cancun, Acapulco, and the sandy curve of the Gulf of Tehuantepec were each stirred in turn. No corner of Mexico was untouched, new or old. Monte Albán trembled. Yucatán shivered. Teotihuacan, a ruin so old no living being knew by name the race that built it, sank a quarter inch into the unsettled soil. To the south, in the Lacandon forest of Chiapas, the shaggy trees swayed as if the very earth was stirring to new life. Stirred dust arose from the old Maya ruins at Palenque and Copan. In that jungle, the earthquake that was shaking Mexico shook the man who had shaken Mexico in turn. Subcomandante Verapaz crept through the jungle in his brown polyester fatigues, the trademark red paisley bandana tied tight around his neck, his head all but enveloped by a black woolen ski mask. His smoldering pipe jutted from a small ragged hole snipped in the mask just below his obscured nose. When the mahogany trees all around began to groan in wordless complaint, he lifted his hand to call a halt.
Wait!
Behind him, his well-trained huaracistas froze. Kneeling, he doused his pipe, which was as much a trademark as his wool ski mask. His eyes, green as the Quetzal bird, peered through the heavy forest. His ears strained to hear through the light wool muffling his skull. The soft soil beneath his black combat boots seemed like cornmeal settling in a gourd.
Earthquake! Kneel and wait it out.
His huaracistas obeyed. They were brave men. Boys, really. Thin as rails and identically clad in brown polyester with black ski masks. Only their lack of a pipe set them apart from their sub-commander. That and their dark brown mestizo eyes. None were criollo, white, or even mestizo. What culture had birthed Subcomandante Verapaz was unknown even to his huaracistas. Many were the speculations. The legend was but 2 years old, and already it had grown to mythic proportions. Some said he was a fallen Jesuit priest. A name was even floated in the media. Others averred that he was the disgraced son of one of the plantation owners who oppressed the Maya. Some called him American, Cuban, Guatemalan, even a Maoist sendero chased out of the Peruvian highlands. All manner of identities except Indio. With his green eyes, he could not be an Indian. It was said that Subcomandante Verapaz was a god to the Maya Indians, that they followed him blindly. As the earth moaned in its mute agony, Verapaz dropped to one knee, clutching his AK-47, his green eyes narrowing. Far, far to the north, a wisp of dun smoke showed on the horizon. It grew ugly and began spreading outward like a dirty brown mushroom cloud.
Look!
His huaracistas began to scale trees.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?